Topic 34. Death. Restitution. 1. After all, death is in itself a work of restitution. It involves the work of rendering back of substance to the three worlds of substance, and doing it willingly and gladly. It involves also the restoration of the human soul to the soul from whence it emanated, and doing this in the joy of reabsorption. You must all learn to look upon death as an act of restitution. When you can do this, it will take on a new light and true meaning, and become an integral part, recognized and desired, of a constant living process. If I were asked to say what is the major task of healing groups, such as the hierarchy seeks to see functioning in the future, I would say it is to prepare human beings for what we should regard as the restorative aspect of death, and thus give to that hitherto dreaded enemy of mankind a new and happier significance. You will find that if you work along these indicated lines of thought, the entire theme of death will constantly recur, and that the result of this will be new attitudes to dying and the inculcation of a happy expectancy where that inevitable and most familiar event occurs. Healing groups must prepare to deal with this basic condition of all living, and a major part of their work will be the elucidating of the principle of death. The soul, we are told, must return to the one who gave it. To date, that has been an enforced and dreaded restitution, one which engenders fear, and which leads men and women everywhere to clamor for the healing of the physical body, overemphasizing its importance and making them regard the prolongation of earthly existence as the most important factor in their lives. During the next cycle, these wrong attitudes must come to an end. Death will become a normal and understood process, as normal as the process of birth, though evoking less pain and fear. This comment of mine is in the nature of a prophecy and should be noted as such. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 389 through 390. 2. The words earth to earth and dust to dust, so familiar in the burial rituals of the Occident, refer to this act of restitution and connote the return of the physical body elements to the original reservoir of matter and of the substance of the vital form to the general etheric reservoir. The words, "the spirit shall return unto God who gave it," are a distorted reference to the absorption of the soul by the universal soul. The ordinary rituals, however, fail to emphasize that it is that individualized soul in process of reabsorption which institutes and orders by an act of the spiritual will that restitution. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 435.